Thank you. So now we are going to have some homilies. And what's different today is that the three women who are going to be coming up don't know yet what they're going to be talking about. These are improvised homilies, and these brave, brave women will come up and on the fly talk for a few moments about a particular topic, which I have here. So our first speaker will be Lori Miller, and she is going to take a couple of minutes and tell you about how I live up to our UU principles in my daily life.
Oh, yes.
I must be honest with you all, I have not really read the principles on the back. I might have glanced at them. But I must assure you that I do feel in my heart that I have followed the principles, because I keep continuing to come here to this church. In this church, there is a web of connection that I have deeply felt. And for those who do follow the principles in their heart, as we all do, because I'm part of the web, we can reflect off one another. In this congregation, I see not only today, but in the other Sundays, the commitment one has with community, with Saturday, with justice for all, with trying to provide peace among the very disturbing events that are happening in our world. This congregation puts out the light. I also put out the light. I also receive the light. So because I'm part of the web and the connections, we all are following the principles, even though one has not particularly read them. And then within these walls, I feel it, but I'm able to take what I gather from this congregation, from this connecting, healing light out into my life. I do things beyond the church. I work with a women's shelter and provide a story time for the mothers and children for reaching out for literacy. Prevention is a key thing in my mind. I'm sure there's something about prevention in the principles. That we need to educate young and make victims no longer victims anymore. It's important we start very young, as infants. And so my story time, my volunteer work at the women's emergency shelter, I am hoping that I take your light and I go there and we quit creating victims. We make them empowered, the women and the children. I also go and I take from the light from this congregation and I walk the streets. I'm a big walker. And when I see people, I smile, eye contact. And I gather from them, I call it a 30 seconds connection. I leave a changed person after I connected with somebody. And some of these people I connect with are kind of creepy. They're on the corner and I don't know. I'm sure they're not there to enjoy the scenery, but I connect, and I connect because I am able to connect here. So I follow the principles because you all follow the principles, and we all follow the principles. We are one. We breathe as one. We pulsate as one. We are one as light. We are the love, and we are the peace. So that's how I follow the principles. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. All right, our next speaker will be Joyce Kinnear, and she is going to talk about how my personal theology has developed over time. Joyce.
Good morning, everybody. I don't believe in improv. I always tell Scott, I always, every book I ever read, particularly mysteries, and Hugh will agree with you, read the last chapter first. I look for spoilers before we go to see every movie. I do not. My life is filled with enough surprises. I don't really want any extra ones. And I've generally found that surprises are no fun. If somebody calls you at 2 in the morning, it's not to say, "Hey, Joyce, we're going to give you a raise at work." It doesn't happen. So I think Glenn was a little surprised when I said, "I'd be willing to speak." He knows. But my theology, I think, is somewhat developing in that I'm slightly more willing to accept improv as I get older. In that I know my life is becoming more improvisational. You never know when you're going to wake up and your entire side of your body is going to be like, "You're not going anywhere today." That didn't happen when I was 20. So that has influenced my life as I've become more willing to accept some change and some diversity and some things that haven't been planned for the last 6 months. But my theology has developed over life in that way as well, because when I grew up, and I grew up in a rather disorderly household, I think, which is why I so control my life, and had to slowly come to accept that, in fact, life had to be, you had to deal with things happening to you and then outside of you with your friends and the world, and learn how to deal with that and how to become, you know, more accepting of differences and change. And even to, I was at a work meeting on Thursday and I had to listen to this man talk about how he felt Ted Cruz was God on earth. And I said, the only thing is I would vote for the devil first before voting for Ted Cruz. And then I kept my mouth shut. So that is something that has developed in my theology over time. Because when I was 15 or 25, I would have argued with him and we would have spent the whole day arguing about that instead of getting work done. So I think that's part of just the aging process and learning to accept others and show your acceptance. And hopefully, you know, some of that feeds off of each other. That as you do, as Laurie said, you go through, you know, and you meet with people and you connect with people. And people see that you're accepting and you're kind and you're loving, that will broaden out from you to other people. So that's a change I think has happened to me. And I think it happens to most people as they age and we see differences. And as Laurie said, meeting with all of you together has certainly been helpful in that, because we learn from each other how to express things, how to show our loving and caring, and how to express that in ways that will be helpful to other people and that other people can learn from us. So I think that's been a major arc change in my belief system, and certainly UUism has been a big part of that. As we love and care for each other, I believe that we can influence each other and support each other as we try to spread this love and acceptance and caring for others in the world out from us, so that hopefully the love in the world, as Martin Luther King says, you know, will push out hate, and we don't allow hateful people to push into the world and create a more hateful space. So anyway, hopefully that's some of interest to you and some help, and that's my improv. So. Thank you.
So our third speaker will be Mary Lasak, and she will be talking on, something a little bit different. The fictional character I most relate to, and why.
Geez, why don't you set the bar a little higher? I have to tell. Just so that you know, just for the sake of clarity, those of us who are coming to speak this morning were told what the basic topic would be, but in terms of making a response to that, we had very little time to prepare. So I just am not feeling drawn to answering this particular idea.
Say whatever you want.
I know I'm going to. I just feel like I have to couch it a little bit first. So all the three ideas all had my head kind of spinning there. And when it came to the one of a fictional character, the only thing I could think of was Moby Dick. Why? because I'm white and bloated. I don't know what to tell you. But I'm just swimming through the sea, minding my own business, and people are throwing spears at me, the way we do in life. And then eventually it won't get the best of me. Let's just put it that way. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you to all three of our speakers. Well done.